Hey everyone, thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr here with another episode of Humor at Work. So 2 weeks ago, I mentioned the need to honor your workplace veterans, to recognize your retirees, the outgoing heroes of your workplace, but what about the employees just starting out? Humor at Work subscriber Alex Castley from the Integris Credit Union in North Central BC was recently honored as the next top credit union executive from a field of more than 100 nominees. Congratulations, Alex. Very cool. This is only the second time that the top designation has gone to a Canadian. The program is designed to recognize up-and-coming executives, you must be under 35 years old to qualify, in the credit union system who are a positive force for change. Alex's role in contributing to what they call a financial institute was just one of the reasons he was recognized. And some of you may recall Alex from videos I've linked to on my website, where he stars as a very wet-behind-the-ears, literally, executive in the very funny video Banks No Thanks. If you Google Banks No Thanks, you can find the video. So here's my question. What are you doing in your workplace to honor your rising stars, your up-and-comers? One business I know even sends a gift certificate and thank you note home to all the predominantly young job applicants who apply for a job. So they're not even working there and they're recognizing them. Why? Because they believe in supporting young people and they know how difficult it is applying for a job for the first time in your life. And they want the applicants to leave feeling good about the experience and being a good ambassador for their business. Captain Michael Abrashoff, former commander of the warship the USS Benfold, would send handwritten notes of praise home to the parents of younger crew members who did something of note. So whether it's a Rookie of the Year award or a Someone to Watch honor, don't forget the importance of recognizing and encouraging all of the young talent in your workplace. And now my fun at work tip. The manufacturing company Cognex, where employees are known as Cognoids, embrace a spirit of fun as one of their values. And one of the many ways they add fun is through a company anthem and salute. So why not create your own anthem and or salute? If not at the company level, then create a fun anthem and wacky salute for your team. Something ideally that connects to your particular profession or work situation. And the deep thought of the week from that famous person unknown. You know you are truly overworked when your driver's license looks better than you do. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, December is right around the old snowbank. So here's a few of my favorite wacky December theme days to celebrate coming up. December 1st is Bifocals at the Monitor Liberation Day. December 5th, Bathtub Party Day. December 6th, Bartender Appreciation Day. December 8th, Pretend to be a Time Traveler Day. The 12th is Ugly Christmas Sweater Day, a great theme day to have in your workplace. The 15th is Cat Herder's Day. 16th is Chocolate Covered Anything Day. The 18th is Answer the Telephone Like Boppy the Elf Day. The 20th, Underdog Day, a great day to honor and salute the unrecognized heroes in your workplace, the overlooked folks. The 30th is Bacon Day. And the 31st, aptly enough, is Make Up Your Mind Day. For the complete list, cruise over to the website www.humoratwork.com. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.